forgot I could do that. I was like, what? Let's play a few more. I got to finish my tweet. It's I had true. The tweet crafted.
Uh-huh.
And I was about to hit send, but then I realized not only was everything misspelled and wrongly capitalized, but I forgot the link and didn't put a GIF in it.
Oh, now, that's a lot that you would have to add.
Yeah. So I asked Cool Greg to go on the fly. Boom, Cool Greg. Plays two more of the clips.
And I like that he just anticipated what you were going
to
ask.
Because I do it to him every day. He's like, and this is what happens every time. Hey, what's up, Cool Greg? What's up, everyone? Mm-hmm. Welcome to the morning show. What happens is I ask Cool Greg, he asks us every day, are you guys ready? And I go, absolutely, because I don't think.
Yeah.
I just answer.
It's just an automatic response.
I'm trying to train my brain just to get out there and do. Mm-hmm. Don't think, just do. Be a doer, not a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Thinkers wait, doers do. But I always get it wrong. So this time I was like, wait, go. He goes, he plays the other clips.
Mm-hmm.
I get the link in there. I didn't get the GIF out though. But here's the full might of my brain capacity right now. This is what I was able.
Hit me with it.
This is the tweet. Come take a much needed break with me and at Joey Noel on the morning show. No politics, all shenanigans and movie trailers.
It's true.
It's a good tweet.
Nailed it.
It's not great though.
I mean, but it's good. You might have hit the cusp of greatness had you included a GIF.
If I had a GIF of maybe like text. Kermit the Frog going doing the hands.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty superb, as they say in Empire Records. What's up, everybody?
I've thought about that
dude,
movie.
It's on Netflix.
I saw it, and I want to watch it. Rex Manning Day. Okay, so if you like Empire Records, that is the stepping stone to Grease 2.
I want to watch Rex Grease 2. Manning, oh, that's right.
Is Michael Carrington.
That's amazing. Yeah, I got to go back. I actually started watching like 5 minutes of it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, I really like this movie.
You can embrace
but it was
so
one
good.
Of those things where... My wife was around, like Dee was around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, she was not into it. And I was like, I'm gonna turn this off because I need to be focused on this. Mm-hmm. And I need everyone in the room to be in on this or else you're gonna ruin the experience for me.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like when you go and someone's just not into watching Grease 2 and you're like, you're ruining Grease 2 for me.
Let me just live my life and enjoy this moment.
Can I tell you something right now?
Sure.
And it just stays between you and me.
Okay.
You know how much shit I've given you over the years for Grease 2?
Yeah.
Are you aware that I haven't seen Grease 2?
At all, ever?
I think maybe I watched it once when I was a kid. And it wasn't Grease, and it didn't have Danny Zuko in it, and it didn't have...
But it has Adrian Zemed, who's, let me tell you, a classic.
Which one's Adrian Zemed?
He plays the new Danny Zuko, essentially. Not the new Danny Zuko. The new head of the T-Birds, but he's not necessarily the love interest.
This guy? I don't see this guy. Where is he?
Adrian Zemed, Nagarelli.
Let's click on that bad boy. Adrian Zemed. Is he the guy that does the, he's not the Mr. Oh, that kid was in, was he in Welcome Back, Kata? What was he in?
I don't know. This is all I know him for. Bachelor Party?
Bachelor Party. That's right. Damn, that was a good movie. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a Tom Hanks classic.
Oh.
It's about, Tom Hanks is a groom, that's the groom-to-be.
Maybe and, I had no, they I
just
not it's,
the whole night just happens in one night. It's just about his bachelor party and the shenanigans they get into and like how the guy that's in love with his wife to be is trying to like set him up to like get caught with all this stuff, but he's too good of a guy. And he's just like they
because
like,
he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's just it's a classic. That was Tom Hanks back when Tom Hanks just wanted to be the goofy, fun, like rom-com guy.
Yeah, but
we're talking
got,
Tom
like,
Hanks.
So serious.
The man with one red shoe, Tom Hanks, big Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The quest goes on.
Okay.
Continue.
Now, see, I like this for our colors.
This is the Nate. You like this for us.
I like this for the Northern California Ghostbusters.
Okay.
I can't remember what the other one looks like, but
it's black.
It's very close to the other one was
I
way too.
Like
you're an audio listener. I've walked in a blue jumpsuit, flight suit.
This
for
is
Navy
a very, very dark navy.
It's a dark navy. Yeah.
Let me see this.
I looked at it again.
Like it looks really.
We can do
black
the whole thing
camera.
If you want, Cool Greg. We can go out and do the Ghostbusters 2 image search for suits. They're all over the place. In terms of what they're
see, calling. I like this as our colors because I feel like our cyan would be good on it.
No, we need the super. We need the fucking.
We gotta. You're gonna make me order and figure out the ones from like Britain or from the Czech Republic.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was it that was talking to us about that? Where they're like, oh, I found the perfect color
see, like,
for you guys.
You throw this up there, and like that's it's a.
You need a charcoal.
But they don't make those anywhere that I've been able to find. You know what I mean?
It's and definitely like, it's closer to this than it was to the black.
100%. The black is way too black. Because look at, like, even if you look at their patches in the image we're showing right now, and I'm talking about their name patches, look at the difference between the black and the thing.
Yeah.
The black and the actual suit. But I see, and it's also, I think you were talking about saturation, right?
Yeah.
Well, cool, color, right? Go coloring. Up to the top row there. And click on, yeah, that's it.
See, that's, like, that, see, like, is a candid
that
photo.
That is definitely navy blue.
That someone took on a phone that's not color-corrected imagery. Well,
I don't think they took it on a phone in 1989, but
I think they took it on an Nokia.
Someone traveling back in time and took it.
Solid call. More like a Polaroid or a point-and-click camera. Sure. For a continuity sake, you can tell that's like a continuity photo. We're like, this is what he
like. I like this, and I think, like you said too, a couple washes probably dull the blue.
I think if you wash it, you have to dry it too. Wash it on hot, dry it on hot a couple times, could soften it up a little bit, and that could work.
The chat saying here we go. They say here we go again.
Don't say fucking here we go again. What do you think this show's going to be when you tune in?
They're here for the entertainment news that they expect to get us.
Sure they
are. Now, more importantly,
again, I don't even have the chat up.
They're hugging the boys. Joe, you don't look right. Don't look me in the eyes. I feel like I'm getting hugged in a way.
No, you're looking good.
The other one.
No, it's looking good.
You sure?
Yeah, it's looking good. Okay. Well, I mean, this is going to be a problem, though, because this thing's cotton. So when you wash it and dry it, it's going to shrink.
But I definitely don't want to go up another size. Now, granted, this is a
true No, you can't go up another size. This looks great. This looks great. Babe, it looks great.
Thanks, babe.
You know anything about this?
Not what you know?
Ghostbusters clothing line?
What?
No, but that's fucking amazing.
What?
That's fucking amazing.
Click on it. No, don't figure out later. Figure out now. This is the news people tuned in for.
We need to order these jackets for all of us. Just click it, dude. If it goes to a
restaurant
site.
Says a nice navy.
This is 2 years
just
ago.
Just saw Amy in the component of the comics cast questions. I saw her.
Okay, nostalgia. This is from,
Two years ago.
God, where were we? Why were we asleep at the wheel?
I don't know. Nostalgia was the main theme at the launch of NAS's collaborative fashion line with the cult franchise Ghostbusters. First off, not a cult franchise, a very popular franchise. Right. After announcing the news...
This is before the other Ghostbusters.
No.
Shut up, Joey.
Joey, it's not like this is some weird Grease shit that you're talking about.
Actually,
no,
this is 2016, too. This is totally...
Yeah, this is actually after. Dead in the middle of this thing. Let's scroll down. Let's see what some of these clothing lines were. First off... I don't know what's happening there, but cool.
The Ecto-1, great. Keep scrolling.
Hot model, there we go.
There we go.
That's that jacket is freak nasty.
The jacket
that's
with the matching
about.
Pants, that's
dope. Sick.
You guys missed out.
Cool, Greg, send me this link.
Who are you going to call?
They got fucking
first
crates
off,
of this shit somewhere.
Yeah, NAS did not sell out of the Ghostbusters Fila
guys,
shoes.
I'm going to go look into this and probably end up tweeting at NAS about it. I need retweets and hearts, all right?
Yes.
That jacket looks so dope.
God damn, look at all this shit.
Hey,
NAS, I'm coming! I
got dibs on the jacket, Greg.
Ooh, even that one looks dope.
No, you can. I'll take that jacket then. I'll take the camo jacket. You can have the cool gray jacket because I already have one of those.
I need to make my torso.
There's a lot of adjusting happening.
Well, get
camera.
A double XL then. You might want to get a double XL if you're going to shrink it. If you're going to wash it, but it's not going to. It's going to be too long in the arms.
But I think.
But that you can
wearing this one, it feels like I think my other flight suit must be a double XL. I don't
it
know.
Might be.
I need to do even more research. I keep looking for the easy solutions.
I see. I like everything tied everywhere though. I like to be able to see what my mom gave me.
Those guys right at the top there, top image. See,
this is definitely darker than that, though.
Yeah, but
this
I feel like...
Wait, which one?
This is darker than that.
But that's with a flash on it. Like, look at that. Look at the difference between...
Click on the one two over from that with Harold Ramis right there, yeah. See, I feel like that's really close
to
where you're
I guess
right
that's
now.
True. It looks more blue.
But again, it just depends on the lighting.
The light on it.
I think you fade it a little bit, you're going to get that.
Okay. I want to figure out how to shrink
or you just wear it every day for the next 3 months and get
that. Well, see, but that is clearly gray. Have we Googled gray flight suit yet?
We have.
And we just haven't found anything.
We did an entire kind of funny show.
Did we?
Yeah.
That was such
a
fun show.
Maybe I just got free ball on these things from now on, you know? Maybe if, or you know what, hold on. Joey, don't look at me.
You're going to have to dress left, buddy.
What if I just yank the undies up real high?
Cool, we're going to Oh, this is something I'm seeing right now.
Oddly reminiscent to the times that I saw Titanic with my mother. She made me cover my eyes.
That seems better. Yeah, if I just, for this suit, I gotta put the MeUndies to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They've been slacking off for a long time.
How much was this thing?
Not much. How many was it?
Hey, I've 40? Never seen this before.
What?
You never saw that before?
Nah, that's dope.
All right, I'm gonna
cool
think some more.
Cool Greg just had a revelation.
Yeah.
Bring it up for the audience there. He just realized that finally the piece of art that we've had hanging in the studio comes from Ghostbusters too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was spoilers.
It was done by one Panda Musk.
All of the Panda Musk art we've just asked him to put us into.
Yeah, we just asked him to recreate our childhood.
Culture things.
I'd really like it if he could. Oh my God, there was a guy on Instagram that I saw today. Oh, maybe it was Instagram. Was it? Might have been Twitter. That dresses up as Rick Moranis, but with the
hair.
No.
The colander
on his head.
Amazing.
And he met Rick Moranis. It's pretty amazing. Dope. Where did I see that? I got to find that. You read the chat for a little bit.
I'm going to read the chat.
You should read the chat.
Amy Gill is saying, are there seamstresses near ye? Get an XL, shrink it in the wash, and get it taken in. See, that's what I think, especially with the sleeves. Get one bigger, shrink
get one
it.
Bigger and have it. That's a pretty expensive fix, though.
As a person
who,
taken in?
As a person, well, not the sleeves, but you have to have, well, the sleeves, you have to have the pants as well.
Yeah.
Like, taken up. And then you're going to get a lot of extra stuff here, which is not necessarily bad, but
it's going to definitely cost more than that entire suit cost. Right off the bat.
100%. If that suit was only $40, yeah, you're going to get.
Alternatively.
It's going to be like $50 to get that tailored like that.
Greg keeps that one, gets the double XL, does the whole rigmarole to both of them, and then sees which one fits better.
That is a Greg Miller kind of thing. But I might try that on and see. Because if it's fitting him like that, maybe it'll fit me perfect if I shrink it down. I want, God, like, there's got to be a gray suit out there somewhere that we're just missing.
I think there is, and I don't.
What are you gonna
do? It's a very oddly specific color. I feel like ideally what like, you do is you get a white one and you dye it.
No,
to the
you can't
color
do that because you're never gonna get it perfect. What I'm thinking, what
but I
what
think you could get it. You could do like a gray navy.
The thing is this: what I feel like we need to do is we need to like change our VPN, like our IP address, to be like a European IP address, and then search there.
Because
I feel like the European navies have those colors,
different.
And that's what we need. We need the flight suits from like Italy. You know,
I can help you with that.
Germany's flight suit, probably a nice dull gray. They used to use a lot of that color back in the WW2.
Got it.
Not saying we should dress up like those folks. Just saying, they might have a lot of that material left over somewhere in a bin somewhere.
I feel like we could, I still feel like we could figure it out. Gray flight suits.
We will, but it's not going to be today.
Or ladies, you just say forget it, and you get the whole NOS line, and you just go stick with that.
See, what I'm saying is, we go the opposite direction, where we get cyan suits.
Okay.
And that's our Ghostbusters
and
look.
And that's just the kind of funny Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's who we are.
Man, Tim would be so into that.
Tim would be into it, but then he'd roll up his pants. And show us his pasty white calves. And it's just off-putting. He's got big calves. Big calves.
Yeah.
The kind they look like albino footballs that he's carrying around down there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We do this each and every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. I am your host, Nick Scarpino. With me today is Joey Noel. And at the helm, at the control desk, the man with the master plan, Mr. Cool Greg, is over there. We're going to be rocking a whole bunch of fun trailers today, as well as a couple news stories. Before we get into that, of course, quick reminder, if you want to support this channel, if you like what you've heard so far, and I can't imagine that you have, but if you have, you guys can support this channel by just being in the Twitch chat right now. Just like Michael496 says, LOL, dress up like Germans in WW2. That's not what I meant. I just meant take some inspiration from the colors that they, never mind, we're gonna back out of that very, very fast. Of course, if you guys wanna go one step further, you guys can subscribe to this channel. How do you do that? Well, you can give us your 5 hard-earned dollars, or if you have Amazon Prime, take a second out of your day, link that to your Twitch account, and give us that Twitch Prime account, because it really does make a huge difference for us, keeps the lights on, keeps this show going, keeps all the other shows going, keeps Andy gainfully employed. Joey we would pay no matter what, but Andy really, if that money goes away, he's the first one out the door. Mostly because he's not in the office right now, so we just talk shit about him.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen right now. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Loot Gaming and Slack.
Ooh.
We will talk about those a little bit later today when we give away a game, which we do each and every day here. You guys can be in the chat for that. You can be a subscriber. Those are the two ways to get entered to win when you're doing this live. Otherwise, you can go back us at the $2 above level on either of our Patreons, which is patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. When you back us at the $2 above level, you get access to all of our content at the $1 above level, which is early access to all our podcasts, but you also get to watch live, and we're going to have a great podcast, me and Greg, today on the Game of Greg show, I believe at 3 o'clock.
I think it's 3:30.
3:30. Why not? Before we get into the news and into tips, let's get into some housekeeping. Are we rolling the graphic, Cool Greg, or not? Don't break my heart. We're not rolling graphic, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. It's not working. We're not doing the graphic anymore. First up on housekeeping today, this Saturday, we will be doing live streaming reacts at 12:45 p.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, the channel you're on right now, for XO18.
Woo!
That is Microsoft's ginormous conference that happens every year that I did not know happens every year.
I think they're bringing it back.
Is that what it is?
For the first time in a while.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I remember the XO a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
in the way back times.
But we'll see what happens. Do you think they're going to announce a brand new Xbox?
I don't think
probably
so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a new Viva Pinata.
Well, will Joey's dashes? No. Will Joey's hopes be dashed? Will they come? Will they be fulfilled?
Absolutely.
You'll know this Saturday at 12:45. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We'll be here, and by we I mean probably you and Tim and Greg. And
I mean,
Kevin.
I'll probably be from at home.
Yeah, I'm not coming in for that.
I'll probably be doing this from home on Saturday.
Yeah.
They will also be doing a post show that will go up on all the podcast services.
Yeah, we'll put that up
all
on
that
games.
Fun stuff.
Right on. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will take tips all throughout the show. Or we'll take 500 cheers as well. Lexi Gunner has tipped us very early in the show, saying, paying my birthday tax about a week early because I'll be in Cancun starting tomorrow. Keep the funny, kinda. P.S. S.O. $2 bills. Wait, what? S.O. $2 bills. Who I also
shout
share.
Out.
Oh, shout out to Dollar Bills. Who I also share a B-day with on the 13th. Right on, Lexi. Have fun in Cancun.
That's super fun.
I'm jealous.
And
going to be a lot warmer than it is here right now. DJ Kanto tipped us into two things. One, can we get custom Ghostbusters Golden Gate Bridge badges made for the NorCal Ghostbusters? Two, fun clip, Corgi brothers who hate each other and want to bite but are too scared to. I feel like we should watch that.
Definitely.
That's great. DJ Kanto also gave us another tip and said, hey, tell Greg I have all the hats and Nas Ghostbusters line. If Greg wants them, I'll ship them to you. That's crazy. I'll let him know that. Panzer G2 just slid in 1,000 chairs and said, Nick, buy a blueberry muffin, and when it only has a single blueberry in it, feel free to quote casino. I don't remember the casino quote for about blueberry muffins.
I don't either.
But I appreciate that. Thank you guys
so much. I don't
know that
I've ever seen casino in its entirety all the way through.
It's so good.
I've seen like bits and pieces mashed together where I know I've seen the whole movie.
It's so good.
But I feel like you're
stupid. And the reason why it's so good is because he essentially took the cast of Goodfellas,
mm-hmm.
like the actors, and just recast them in very similar roles, but they put them in Vegas. But it actually is a very distinctively different movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the character that Robert De Niro plays is much more compelling than what he plays. I think I forget what his character's name in his casino. I think it's like Jimmy the Irishman or something like that. He plays a casino owner that, or a guy that runs a casino that's put in there by the mob that wants to turn everything. Like he realizes, like, we can make a lot of money just by being. Like, we're in the casino business. If we just do this, play this straight, we can just make a ton of money legally, and we don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is just like, nah, we don't want to do that. We want to basically just be gangsters. And he's like, this is not smart. But it's actually a pretty nuanced character study.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have a very important update for you.
Question, go.
The poll from yesterday, muffins beat cupcakes. 55-45.
Bullshit. I don't understand how many people have voted in that.
3,445
What
people.
The fuck was everyone doing yesterday? That's like the lowest poll ever. Like, was there something big happening yesterday that people also had to go out and vote in?
People used all of their allocated voting brain space on something else and not this.
Like, the only people that voted were the people in Texas who were like, well, we were going to go out to the polls and vote for Beto, but instead we're going to vote on this.
Yes, yeah. This is very important.
Is it Beto? It's Beto, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beto O'Rourke?
Correct.
He's cool.
He is. With that salt and pepper hair.
Cool, Greg, bring this up. What is this? Let's watch it. Oh, no. Wait, pause.
They're angry.
There it is. Give it back. Run it back. I've never seen an angry corgi before.
They're scary. I don't like them.
They're so stupid.
Why are they so angry? Because, also, look at all of those dog pillows.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here. This is the best.
Why are they so angry?
Because they have short little stupid legs. This one's the best. It's like, you can't see me. If I hide behind this chick, you can't see me.
They get so territorial over food.
This is the best. I want a dog. Oh no.
Don't like
it. They're such wusses. See, you don't have a brother, that's why.
That's true, I don't.
If you had a brother, you'd know exactly why this is. Wait, Cool Greg, don't leave us with this. Come back to the two shot there. There we go. Oh, all right, well, thanks for that, DJ Kento. That really made my day.
Need four nice corgi videos.
No, I like that. Oh, look at how cute they are. I'm going up to Tahoe. This weekend to see my nephews.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Dozer
passed away, sadly. Aww.
Wait, they have
two more. They have
they got
one.
Two
they have
new
Winston,
ones?
Who's the brown
yes.
one, and Chompers is the new one.
Is that the new? Mm-hmm. Is it a little
His
baby?
His name is Chompers. Not anymore.
Aww.
He got like they got him like probably like I want to say like 6 months ago, so that was huge. But when he was a baby, he was so cute. And now I'm gonna call him Mr. Chomps.
That works.
If, you know, when he's an adult, I'll call him Mr. Chomps.
Because exactly. As respect. It's a very adult name.
But just look out for my Instagram, because I'm gonna pick both of them up like I did before. And they're like little monsters.
They're so dense.
Yeah, well, Winston is, because Winston got dense. I think Chompers is still has that, like, the younger
wiry
body. Where he's just super skinny.
Yeah.
But, like, something happens to Bostons, like, right around, I want to say, like, year three or four, where they just, all of the energy that they used to do to move forward and jump all over the place just goes out of them, and they just collapse. You know, they just kind of like, ha.
Yeah.
And they get wide, and that's when they get fun.
Because mm-hmm.
that's when you can smush them. You
just,
smush
like,
them.
Around, and they're so cute.
God, I love it. I'm so excited. I'm so freaking excited.
What do you guys normally do in Tahoe?
We will just bum around. We'll do some shopping, maybe see a movie. I think the, we were going to see Bohemian Rhapsody, but I think they already saw it, so... I think what we're going to see, there's another movie that comes out. Oh, we're going to see maybe Spiderweb, the girl in the Spiderweb.
Oh.
The new Dragon Tattoo movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. But ultimately, you know, honestly, what we normally do is just cool, chill. Take the dogs for a walk, come back,
Tahoe's so
watch movies
pretty.
For like five. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's cold, though, right now.
Ooh, that's
which
fun.
I love. Because then what we do is get hot tea or hot coffee, maybe a little snack, like a little cookie or something like that. Mm-hmm. And just chill. And walk around
snuggle
in the cold.
Snuggle under blankets.
I layer up, and I just complain about the cold the entire time. Like an old ass man. People are like, you know, you can wear another jacket. I'm like, no. If I wore a jacket, then I'd be warm.
And then I'd have nothing to complain about. And that defeats
do you understand?
The point of being in Tahoe.
We get my favorite kind of Starbucks, which is road Starbucks, where you just for some reason when you're driving on the road, on a long road, it just like a long road trip.
Yeah.
It just makes so much more sense to get like five Starbucks.
Yeah, 1,000%. And then you do the drive-through Starbucks, which is a fun little adventure.
Every once in a while, I'll do like a drive-through Burger King.
Ooh.
Just for French fries.
Just
because they're crispy.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll listen to some music. I'll DJ for my wife. It'll be great.
You can wave to my mom as you pass her on the
eating. What up, Mrs. T? How you doing? All right. You know, you're always rattling around in this noodle. All right, let's go into some news real quick. It's midweek, why not? What better way to kick off the news than a picture of Willem Dafoe back in superhero garb? Cool Greg, bring this up. This comes from, I don't know where the hell this is from, but there's a bunch of pictures right now, new posters of the characters from Aquaman, and Willem Dafoe is just, he's doing something here. He's doing something. He plays Volvo, the guy that manufactures those cars.
What a great superpower.
No, Volvo. I think there's more. Do we scroll down here? Are there more if we scroll? There we go. So we got Jason Momoa in the classic green and orangish gold as Arthur Curry. That looks interestingly photoshopped.
His hair is majestic.
It's so beautiful. Let's scroll down. Who's this guy? The King? Oh, yeah. It's Dolph Lundgren as the King. That looks pretty dope. Scroll
that
down.
Is the most badass a up. Seahorse has ever looked in its entire life.
Yeah, they
life.
Somehow made seahorses dope, but also iridescent.
Which I'm totally down for.
Which I'm totally down for. I'd like to ride one of those horses. There's Black Mantis right there, which is always such a weird, like it's a weird look.
Yeah.
They could have probably not done the big mantis head, but we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Scrolling down one more time. There's Amber Heard as Princess Mara.
I'm still so mesmerized by her hair.
It's too red.
It's very red.
It's too red. Nicole Kidman, of course, as the Queen of Atlanta.
Looks so dope, too.
The cool girl's looking at me. Go ahead. Go for it. Go for it.
I kind of forget that Nicole Kidman is in this movie, if I'm being totally honest. And I guess it's because she's not necessarily like a
oh, I'm sure she's not going to be like a huge of part of it. But
I like that she has like the blue coloring.
Let's scroll down one more time. I want to see King Orm. And that's pretty much it. The thing about Aquaman is this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in, man. I'm ready for it. Let's go. It's going to be silly. It's going to be like that. My hope is that Aquaman and Shazam are just silly fun. That's all I need them to be.
I think.
Just make a coherent movie. Let's have some fun. It's a movie about Aquaman, for Christ's sake. Let's have some fun with it.
I think Shazam is going to be way more up your alley than
I'm really into Shazam. I legit, like, I'm hanging a lot of hopes on Shazam.
Yeah.
Because the trailer got me. I've never been a huge Zachary Levi fan.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I've never been like, but it's not because I've seen his work. I never watched Chuck. But my buddy Ty was always like, dude, you would love Chuck. It's phenomenal. It's a great show. It's got a good cast. And I'm like, I just never got into it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, my heart is open, Zachary Levi. And it's ready for you to come inside me. come into me. Come be next to me. He's ready just to hang out. And then, of course, they got me with Dolph Lundgren on this one.
That's true. I really like...
I love our chat, by the way. Lanky Dragon says, Chuck is so fucking good. Right underneath that, Steady Jonet says, Chuck got worse with every season. Bug Fleming says, Chuck was awesome. Very divisive show. Infinity Style says, Chuck was not funny. Sorry. Chuck is amazing. All right.
See, welcome to the internet. So here's the thing. I was really excited.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah, that's exactly what the internet
it's
is.
It's a great name for a show. Welcome to the internet.
So I was really excited about this when this first dropped. I love Jason Momoa. Sure. I think he's fun. I liked him in Justice League.
You think he's fun, huh?
Yeah, he's fun.
Fun's the word you use.
In Justice League? He was like fun in Justice League.
That's not what I've heard. That's not the adjective I've used. I've heard
attractive.
You. There you go. Okay.
There you go.
That's
but he's
usually
also
that's
fun.
Usually
he
what
has the, like,
when Jason Momoa's name gets floated around the office. Usually people that's the adjective they use.
Yeah, but he's also like Islander bro. Like he has that aura about him. So I like that personality style. So I'm excited about that. I feel like with nothing new have I seen since the first trailer that's gotten me more excited for Aquaman. Like, I feel like it's either kept my excitement levels the same or even dipped them a little bit of like, oh, should I lower my expectations?
I don't see this movie? And this is where we always get into the, okay, people are going to start dropping comments about how we're being so negative about mm-hmm. Warner Brothers. I don't think it's a matter of lowering your expectation. I think it's just a matter of setting the correct expectation,
yeah.
Which is that this movie is going to be silly fun.
But I think it's going to be more serious than silly fun, which is what...
No. It's going to try to be more serious than silly fun.
I know.
But that's not how it's going to come
off. I wish they would just double down on the serious fun that I... Even though I'm not super excited for Shazam,
yeah.
I like that they're doing something totally different
vibe.
With it.
That's a good vibe. It's true.
I still think that this has the like tinge of like trying to be more Marvel-esque. And I think that they're maybe trying to course correct a little bit more.
It definitely lacks, I mean, it has a vision, let's put it that way. And James mm-hmm. Wan has a vision for this. But I feel like you're right. It is a little bit like, it's not as clear as I'd want it to be.
Yeah.
It does feel like it's trying to sort of pay homage to everything that's come before, which is what it's supposed to, I mean, it has to fit into the
overall Justice
League
world. Yeah, you
can't
just totally 180 and expect it all to be coherent together.
We'll see.
I'm excited for... I like the dynamic between Amber Heard and Jason Momoa, so I'm excited for that.
I'm a big Amber Heard fan. Amber Heard fan. Let's go to the next news story, Cool Greg. This is Andy Cortez just woke up when this news dropped. Breaking Bad movie in the works.
Oh, man. So I have a lot of questions about this because I saw this rumbling around yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know in what... part of the timeline.
I don't think it has anything to do with Walter White.
Okay.
Yeah, so this comes from TheGuardian.com. A Breaking Bad movie appears to be finally in the works 5 years after the series finished in 2013. Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan is developing a 2-hour project that, quote, will be set in the existing Breaking Bad franchise, according to the Hollywood Reporter. The Albuquerque Journal in New Mexico has reported that filming will begin in Albuquerque, where the original series was set and shot this month. It's also claiming to have obtained a synopsis of the project's working title. It currently appears to be called Greenbrier, and it will, quote, follow the escapades of a kidnapped man in his quest for freedom. Other details are thin on the ground, including whether or not Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul, or other actors from the television show will take part. The project is in the first fruit of Gilligan's recently signed deal with Sony's division. It is not yet known whether the film will premiere in cinemas or on TV. I don't care about this. And here's why. I really wanted to like Better Call Saul. I really wanted more Breaking Bad. But Better Call Saul was such a slow burn the first season that I'm like, when the fuck is he going to become Saul? Like, when?
Mm-hmm.
And what I think I learned is that I'm like, I like that character better as the side character in Breaking Bad than as the main character. And I'm sure, I'm not even looking at the chat right now. I'm not even looking at the chat, but I guarantee I can tell you exactly, you had to wait until season 3. Season 3 is when it becomes great. That's when it becomes Saul. Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
No. That worked for Breaking Bad because Bryan Cranston's character was so compelling. But Saul, it's just, he's a shitbag to start with. He's going to be a shitbag. It doesn't, there's no,
it's not
where's
like
the interest
a
level?
Lot of character development there, I guess. So that's what's interesting
about
this.
Yeah, there it is.
This.
No more misery. No, Nick, you should give season 2 a chance. No.
See,
I got through like 87 hours of the first season. I'm like, this is...
So
although I do like the girl that plays the love interest, and I forget her name, but she was on Franklin and Bash, and I love her.
So every week, at some point during the week, Andy and Cool Greg have like a moment together where they're like, yo, Better Call Saul this week though. And I don't even watch the show, but I just like hearing them talk about it. And it seems like consistently they're pretty happy with how the show's going. Cool Greg, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh yeah, completely.
Like they always seem to be like super into it when they're talking about it. I think, yeah. The headline to me is a little bit misleading because it's like, it's a movie in the Breaking Bad universe that may or may not, like it's not
coming out in cinemas first off. That's not going to happen. It's going to be a TV show, but it'll probably be a TV special or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it'll be on Netflix.
I'm really excited for this because I don't know if you guys remember that whole Slash story Tim used to tell about me where I was reading fan fiction about what happened to Jesse after all this. And then it ends up like it ends up being like homoerotic, I guess, kind of writing.
And I didn't know that. As most fan fiction does.
Yeah. Hot. So I've heard a couple stories that I was really into about Jesse and after this. So they might choose a good one and go with that.
I'm excited. I'm pretty sure Jesse went to jail after that last episode. I don't think life lived happily ever after.
He skirt, man.
What's that?
He did the race. He kept going. See, that's what I'm saying. They got to tell us because to me, I thought he got away.
It's left open to interpretation, but based on Jesse's life up to that point, things don't go well for him. Yeah. And he's just kind of a consummate fuck up.
He turned snitch.
He did turn snitch. He also arguably is the reason why Bryan Cranston's character, Walter White, ultimately led to his demise because of his affinity for Jesse. If he could have just killed Jesse, he would have been totally fine. He'd be working with Gus. It'd be great. He had a great deal. All I'm saying is he had a great deal with Gus.
Yeah.
He and Gus, good business partners. That's solid. All he had to do was kill Jesse, and he couldn't do it. And it's some bullshit. Spoilers for season, six of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the thing is Breaking Bad was so good that when they got to Better Call Saul, I was like, you can't possibly be that good.
I don't think they're trying.
But shout out to the guy that plays Mike. That guy, that character is the best character in all of Breaking Bad. He's the older white dude that's bald. What's that?
He's a big part of Better Call Saul.
I know. And I like that they brought Tuco back, too.
Yeah.
Tuco, is that his name, Tuco? That guy's insane.
The crazy one.
The guy who played Ding Chavez in Clear and Present Danger. I love him.
But I don't think Better Call Saul is trying to be, I think they diverge where they're not trying to necessarily be the same thing.
No, not necessarily. It's the same vibe, but it was like, the thing that I found so compelling about the Saul character was that he was just this guy that seemed to somehow have his hand in all this horribly bad stuff, but then come out, like, he always survived. He was like the survivor. And like watching the Jimmy character turn into the Saul character, I found fascinating. It was just too slow. Mm. It was too slow. And they kept flirting with the idea of him trying to be a good guy and getting redemption and becoming a lawyer and then getting hired and all that stuff. And I just wanted to see him working in the fucking, like, in the back of that strip mall with his character. I just wanted to see that. I wanted to see more of that world. And I'm sure they got into it in season two, but you know, it's one of those things where, like, if you don't get me in the first 15 seconds of the show, I'm done.
The first 15 seconds.
I need to be gotten in the first 15 seconds. And then the other problem is, if I'm really cutting to the core of it, as we're peeling back this level of therapy with you today.
Yeah.
The woman who's on it, whose name I can't remember, the actress who plays sort of like his love interest, was on Franklin and Bash. Mm-hmm. And that cuts to the core of me. It's because that show got canceled.
Is that the one with Mark Paul Gosselaar?
And Breckenmeyer. That show got canceled, and it broke me. I loved that show.
So it's just a constant reminder of what could have
been. It's a constant reminder that there was a better show out there that was it was more comedically based, it was shorter, and it was just better. Some would say better. I'm saying
an argument can be made. Completely different.
An argument can be made if you compare Franklin and Bash to Better Call Saul. More entertaining. It's more entertaining. It definitely had more bikinis in it and more Mark Paul Gosselaar with his shirt off.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the Mark Paul Gosselaar one where he was a baseball player?
No, he was on like Boston Legal or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, he was on a show where he was a lawyer. Oh, maybe he was on NY. No, he was either a cop or a lawyer at one point. Maybe both.
What is Franklin and Bash about?
Franklin and Bash was, they were lawyers. But he was.
Is that what you're thinking of?
No, he was on another show earlier.
I'm looking it up.
Where I want to say, Chad will tell us.
NYPD Blue.
That was it, NYPD Blue. And it was so cool to see him on that because you were like, oh man, it was like he like had darker hair.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, he's trying to act. And then we realized, don't try to act.
Yeah.
Just be just be that character from Saved by the Bell again. And then Franklin and Bash came around. I was like, finally, we have Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell and Breckin Meyer from
Rat Race.
Not Rat Race. I was going to say, not
was he, right. He was in Rat Race, though. Road Trip.
I was like, we have Breckin Meyer from Road Trip.
And we cop, lawyer.
Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. Buddy we pretty lawyer? Much have Breckin Meyer from Clueless. His character from Clueless. And we have Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. And now they're lawyers working in
That's
LA.
Amazing.
And it's great. And it's great.
Breckin Meyer. Man.
Ask me which one's Franklin and which one's Bash. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't freaking matter.
No one cares. That's not the point of the show.
They love each other so much, they get offices, and they have the wall knocked down so they can just share an office. That's how much they love each other.
That's what I imagine that's what you want to do with the back room that you and Tim and Greg are in and the bathroom.
That's exactly what I want to do. What I'd love to do eventually is have an office that the three of us sit in, maybe four of us, and it, with just a toilet in the center of it. So that I can always hear audibly what's happening around me.
That kind of sounds like prison.
It does. It's either, well, you know what I was thinking? The military? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how prison is too. And that's terrifying.
And that's I don't know if everybody else buys into that, the open door or open wall. Who's to say? There's always options.
There's always lots of options. I will say this though, that's how I know I could never go to prison. Because I could never poop in front of other people. Mm. I just wouldn't be able to do it. They'd be like, he died of what? I'm like, being backed up. I just won't do it. I won't do it.
You just gotta flush every time you make a noise. That's what gets people pissed is when they can hear it.
But don't you, can you see the person next to you pooping also?
Yeah, but then it's the same thing vice versa. So you just don't look when it's then, you know?
Yeah.
You just close your eyes.
But then you gotta wipe, right?
You gotta do it all. You don't just skip steps.
I mean, why don't they give y'all stalls? Little divider is all I'm saying.
I think because before you're even in prison, you gotta get naked and bend over and cough. And
That's just part of the fun.
So you've already
that I don't mind.
That little
Nick makes doctor's appointments for that kind of shit.
I don't mind that. It's just the utilization of the bathroom near other people. That's like my. You have to understand. That's like my time. You know. That's my time to myself. That's my time where Kevin can't get to me.
And also, unless you're a real fucking crazy person, you're probably allowed to leave your cell, so just go when your cellmate's gone, when they're going to go eat.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a real good point. Never thought of that. All right, we have a couple fun trailers.
Wait, was Rob Lowe also in Franklin and Bash playing himself?
Was he?
Hey, Nick. I can get you to the right computer for these trailers, but I'm not going to have you guys in the corner. Is that okay?
I don't care.
That's fine.
Rob Lowe. Was Rob Lowe in it? Oh, yes, he was because
he's
he lived.
Neighbor?
That's right, because they kept pissing him off. They lived in the house next to him. They kept pissing off Rob Lowe. It was a good fucking show, man. Oh, the better days.
I love it.
That was the days when Obama was still president. It was fantastic. What?
Hand me the remote. I just picked up Rob Lowe's autobiography.
Oh, I bet it's
very
good.
Very excited to read it. I got through the first couple chapters where he's talking about early stuff and The Outsiders, but I haven't really gotten anywhere past then.
All right, we're switching over TVs for audio listeners right now. First trailer that we're going to watch is a, before we do that, this is from The Verge. I found this morning. This is a trailer for a Chinese movie called The Wandering Earth, which we're wondering could be China's first breakout sci-fi blockbuster film. Now, if you guys haven't really been keeping up with the Chinese film market right now, they're essentially making a Hollywood over there. China, for a very, very long time, for the past, I want to say, I'm not even going to wager best on that. For the past few years, have been heavily investing, the past decade, really, has been heavily investing in Hollywood movies, bringing them over to China, movies like...
Transformers
movies.
Blockbuster.
Big blockbuster movies. A lot of those, if you go back and watch, a lot of Tom Cruise movies, you go back and watch those, like Mission Impossible, things like that, you'll see... the Chinese production companies are putting a lot of money into that. Mm-hmm. That money has waned off a little bit as I feel like they're utilizing a lot of Hollywood techniques to basically create their own blockbuster movies, which makes sense because if you've got the money to do that, why not just empower the people that are sitting in China to do it? So what's going to be fascinating to see is if they can start exporting some of those, which they already have, to cinema chains like AMC, which is owned by the Wanda Group, which is a Chinese group, and see how those Chinese films are going to penetrate our market. Because we don't really have... Our foreign film market is very, very small
super,
here.
Yeah.
But I
feel like it's mostly indie, smaller.
It's usually
ends indies. Up at least the theaters that cater to...
yeah.
indie films.
And so, you know, that's been, that shifts, you know, all of those trends shift with wherever the money is coming from. And mm-hmm. Hollywood is, they're nothing if not very, let's say, we'll say flexible when it comes to making movies according to whatever people want based on what money's coming in here and there. So this caught my eye because it's a cool title, and I'm fascinated to see what they can do. Let's give it a watch. Can you click off that little X thing there too, though? Right there, yeah, cool. Do it, do it. Let's see, it says the sun is rapidly expanding.
Yeah, I'm not getting audio.
I'm getting it. Are you not getting audio on the stream?
Yeah.
Go ahead and pause it. The concept behind The Wandering Earth is that the sun is going into a, turning into a red giant.
Interesting.
So as it sort of, as stars age, say, if it turns into a red giant, it's going to get like massively bigger.
Yeah.
And it's going to engulf basically everything up to Mars, which includes Earth. So the concept is the entire Earth has to figure out a way to move the planet to a different star. Which is
that
like...
That is very hard for me to feel like mentally wrap my head around.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
How
crazy.
Is that even possible?
They build world engines, basically, like engines that will propel it.
Jeez.
How are we looking, cool, Greg? Do you want to try it? If it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
I don't think it's going to work.
We can also just watch them on the main computer. It's not
yeah, you want to just pull them up on the other stream? It's okay if it
hitches a little bit.
It also, I just realized that this is a foreign trailer, so people listening to this won't understand anything that's happening. But
that's also true.
It's going to be okay.
It happens. It's not a huge show.
Let's watch it. You just bring it up on OBS. Yeah, take your time.
No worries.
What's the other trailer you put on? You put on something called Life Size 2?
Yeah.
What is
that?
Oh,
we're going to get into this.
Are we going to get into this?
I'm a little bit sad that Tim's not here, because I feel like this is right up to... I feel like Tim and I have actually talked about Life Size 2 a fair amount.
That's fair.
Considering that it's not really... It hasn't been culturally relevant or, like, since this news came out, or before this news came out and hadn't really been it.
I'm ready to go. You guys ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes.
That's good right there. The sun is eating rapidly. It will keep expanding and devour the Earth. The dramatic change in weather will force the human society to leave the surface of the planet and move to the underground city permanently. I love sci-fi shit like this, though.
Yeah. They have good models.
Thanks, Doggy Dog.
I got you, baby. The question remains. Now, what should we do?
All countries and regions around the world will mobilize all resources to construct 10,000...
So they're going to make 10,000 Earth engines.
Leave the solar system.
Yeah, they're going to,
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's like,
I'd totally be down to see that.
You know, it caught my eye, let's put it that way.
Yeah. I feel like the science behind it is interesting too, of like, is that even possible?
No. Not even close, but
the idea of it is interesting.
I mean, I'm not a scientist, and I know Kevin's not here, but I'll speak for him. I think you would. I don't know how much propulsion you would need to move the sun out of the gravitational pull. Or excuse me, the Earth out of the gravitational pull of the sun. But it's got to be a lot.
I would assume so.
Also, as you get farther away from the sun, you would probably be pushing the Earth faster and faster into a ice age. Because as you get farther away, it would be colder and colder.
But if you have no other option, then it's like, well, shit, we might as well try this.
Yeah, but then by the time, let's put it this way. By the time you got to the next solar system, it would be a very, very, very long time. And it would have killed pretty much everything on the surface of the planet. So I don't know. But I mean, that's deep sci-fi. Like, how do you regrow everything? How do you rebuild? Like, you'd have to live underground for generations before you could rebuild everything on the surface.
That's true.
Cool concept,
that's a lot.
Though.
Yeah.
Let's see what people are saying in the chat.
Loken811 says, I will watch it. Checks out.
I would watch that too. Okay, so Life Size 2. Tyra Banks returns.
Do you know anything about Life Size 1? Oh, man. Added to the list right under Grease 2. Life Size 1, movie starring Tyra Banks, where she is a like essentially a Barbie doll named Eve who comes to life. To like help, I don't remember exactly what the plot
this
points
is. What,
are.
What? Oh, this is on Freeform.
So the original was a Disney Channel.
Yeah, Freeform's Disney.
Was it Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan?
I don't remember.
Thank you. So it was this whole movie. It was a whole thing about how she was like. I don't remember what the plot points were to it, other than like she had this song and it was very fun. Was it? It looks like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Looks like Tyra Banks and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she? Is that? Yeah, she was young. Holy shit!
Well, baby. But I just remember it being really fun. This was also in like the same realm as. Did you ever see Wish Upon a Star with the girl that was in Grace, Katherine Heigl?
Sure.
It was two sisters ended up like swapping places.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
Anyways, see that one. Very fun. So they announced a few months ago that they're coming out with a second one, and the trailer just dropped.
Okay.
And it's.
Let's go,
it doesn't look
dog.
Great, but I'm going to watch the heck out of it.
Yeah, click on the audio there, Cool Greg. Let's make sure we got audio on that bad boy. There it is. Let's go. Let's go.
It's me, Eve, and I'm your special friend.
It's time for you to go because I'm pretty sure you're crazy.
Crazy for you, Gracie girl.
What did you just call me?
Only your mom calls you Gracie girl.
Joey, this looks absolutely terrible.
Oh, I know.
I'm here to help you, Gracie girl. Quit. That.
Are you gonna introduce us to your lady friend?
Hi, new friends. I'm Eve. I'm a doll.
Excuse me? That's liquid butter.
I love her.
Oh. I've never met a woman like
her. Tyra Banks is like ageless.
Eve, we gotta
go. Well, I want you to be my extra special friend.
She's still on a show.
I don't know.
Best friend a doll
she had the Tyra Banks show for a while, right?
Yeah.
Your total's $12,485. Card number 1234567 89.
All right, they got me with that last one.
Right?
They got me with
it's
that.
It's not going to be good.
No, it's going to be terrible.
But it's going to be fun.
Watch party. Let's do a watch along.
And then
for
she
that
also,
bad
boy. When she was Eve the doll, she's also a pop star. So of course she has a song.
Oh,
where,
of course.
Shine bright, shine star, shine far, be a star.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Close, not cool. quite, but it was really catchy.
Joe,
was great.
You continue to bring beautiful things into my life. And
JW
Kate
91 says life size in review.
No, absolutely, unequivocally
that'll
no.
That'll be me and Tim and Cool Greg,
there's
and that's
so
it.
So many other things happening that are better than that
I
by
have
far.
A question for the chat. There were, and I don't think it was life size, but it might have been life size. There's another movie that had Justin Timberlake as like a teen, like superstar model in it, but I can't remember what movie it is, and I need chat to help me out.
Look that up on IMDb. While you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors, the first of which is Loot Gaming. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, so you can't get these or find these items anywhere else, no matter what you geek out about. This is for you. With over 30 million crates sold to date, Loot Gaming is a curated collection of exclusive, one-of-a-kind items from the best video game franchises. The November crate has four incredible franchises, including God of War, The Elder Scrolls, Kingdom Hearts, and Assassin's Creed, and you get a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate. Who doesn't like guaranteed t-shirts? I like t-shirts. My wife definitely knows I like t-shirts because I pack them all into the closet. Loot Crate packs $60. Speaking of packing, Loot Crate packs $60 of value into each crate for less than $29 a month, so you can't lose. If you subscribe right now, you could be giving yourself a birthday present every month. This crate will sell out, so you must order by the week's end to guarantee yours as well, or it's going to sell out. Get the best surprise each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. Subscribers are also automatically entered to win each month's epic drop, a special prize that looters can win just by being a looter. This month's epic drop includes a PlayStation 4 Pro and God of War bundle. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS. Enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Subscribe now. Our next sponsor is Slack. Thanks to Slack for supporting the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Slack is a collaboration hub for work, no matter what work you do. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels where your information and conversations are organized around projects, offices, and teams. And because everything you need to work is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. With channels, teamwork, team members don't get left out and information doesn't get lost. Everything people need to get their work done is all in the same place, easily searchable, all in the same easily searchable place. Designed to support the way people like you naturally work together, Slack makes collaborating with your colleagues online as easy and effective as face-to-face. The more Slack is used across a company, the more valuable it proves as a tool, and information shared by one department becomes accessible across departments, helping teams work together across locations, time zones, or job titles. With Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop, and the information they need is always at their fingertips. I'll tell you one thing right now. We love Slack.
We do.
We used Slack last night to figure out who's going to be on the morning show today. It was fantastic.
You used Slack to get that... sugar-free Red Bull right there?
Oh, yeah. I just slacked Greg like 5 minutes ago to get this sugar-free Red Bull. And I said, pretty please, somebody bring me a Red Bull. And he said, I'm the only person left in the office. And I said, I guess it's got to be you, bucko. That's the kind of efficiency you could be getting out of Slack. Right. If you're sitting at your desk going, nobody can get me something to drink because I have no portal with which to do that, to make that happen, get yourself Slack. And right now, you can learn more at slack.com.
Slack just came out of nowhere.
Where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. It's fantastic. We swear by it. You guys go check it out. Joe.
Yeah.
Do we have a winner today?
We do have a winner today.
Fantastic.
Can I get a drum roll, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Our winner today is from the Kinda Funny Patreon.
Yeah, boy.
Whoop, whoop. Tim Prada, you've won Moss for PSVR.
Fantastic.
Which is so cute. That's a cute little mouse.
Aww.
And I love it.
Let's go back into the tips real quick, and then we'll go into the chat, and then we'll go into the lunch.
I love it.
Michael. Said, good morning, Nick and Joey. Are you ready to talk more about KF relocating to SoCal? Think about the epic studio space you could have in LA and the good weather. We've talked about it a lot. A couple things. Cool, Greg. You only have to bend over and cough naked when you were in there for drugs. The Meg was a Chinese film. Also, watch Jack Ryan. It's good, even though they kind of do FBI stuff instead of CIA stuff.
That's a lot in one thing.
That was a lot in one thing. I appreciate that you packed all that into, well, it was actually two tips. One of which was only $1, but I read it anyway because it had something about bending over. I do swear by Jack Ryan. I liked that show. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was fine. I never finished it.
I liked it. I liked that.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to like him in a serious role, but I think he did a good job. He underplayed it a little bit, I think it was good.
I liked him in, what was it, 13 Hours?
He was okay in that. It was a little weird for me personally because I'm like, I'm waiting for this guy to crack a joke the entire time, but he was like dead serious. I'm like, I just don't know that you are... He's trying to rebuild himself as an action guy, and it's just not, it just doesn't really work for me that well.
Did you ever see
But I did like him as Jack Ryan. Not yet. I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for a time where I can sit down and watch it by myself when it's on basically Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I was going to watch it on the plane, and I'm like, I don't think this is a great, yeah. Because I think the problem with the plane, obviously, is A, people, I'm always interrupted. You're just constantly interrupted. Like, one day, I will sign whatever the fuck United Airlines needs me to sign. And I will pay whatever the fuck they need me to pay for me to just opt out of all of the overhead announcements that no one listens to anyway.
I don't think they can legally let you do that.
They'll figure it out. Because they also legally made everyone take their shoes off, but I paid $100 and now I don't have to take my shoes off anymore. Mm. You see how that works? It's all a sham. TSA pre, spoilers, total fucking sham. It's just a money grab.
1,000% worth it.
1,000% worth it. I used it the other day for the first time when I was going to Canada, and I fucking... felt so superior to those slags in the normal line next to me. I walked in, no one in my line.
It's great.
The people that were doing the security, yawning. They were so bored. And I said, hey guys, and they go, just go right through. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We trust you. You're TSA pre.
You're not.
And I said, you know what? I am. And I looked over and I locked eyes with a child. No more than 10. And he looked at me, and I thought for the first time, I was like, this is what it must feel like to be a role model. Like, he can aspire to be me.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and I shit you not, I just flipped him off. I said, you're never going to be me, you little piece of shit. Have fun standing in line. Have fun shitting yourself in line.
Now he'll never forget that feeling.
No, it'll make him better. He'll have something to work toward. You can't be nice to people when they're kids. You have to, like, burn that fire into them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I made all that story up, by the way.
With
the exception of the fact that there was actually no one in line, I was like, this is awesome. I was texting my mom, I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, do I have to take anything off? I'm like, just go through the fucking thing. It's a money grab.
It's true.
A money grab.
It's true. I would like to acknowledge that my brain is so strong that during this show, I got a text from my friend Laura that says, watch Life Size 2 trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she knows what's up. All right. Let's quickly go over to the chat. We got about 5 more minutes left. And then we'll be back tomorrow. let's see.
We'll be back this afternoon. There, if you are a kind of funny patron,
yeah,
you got a lot of stuff. We are live recording the Greg's Comic Book Club today at 1 o'clock, 1:30. Check Patreon. And then straight from that, we're rolling straight into the Game Over Greggy show. So you could essentially hang out with us all day if
all
you're
day.
A $1 or above patron.
All day,
and what
day.
Else are you going to do at work? Actually work?
What are you going to do? Wear your shoes? It's weird. Let's see. Amy Gills just said, my God, Nick. Which I assume she's replying to the me flipping a child off. Again, didn't happen. I was totally joking about that.
But kind of happened.
Or was I?
Daffy Bear says, can we play Where's Nick? I wish we could. We don't have the technical setup.
I mean, we
for
definitely
right
do,
now.
But I don't have the mental capability of actually going outside and hiding.
Yeah.
I think there's a time and a place for Where's Nick, and I feel like we'll bring that back when and if we do our big anniversary stream in January. Oh. That'll be a Where's Nick moment. If the Extra Life stream taught me anything, it's that we love playing hide and go seek as nearly as mid 30 year old people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty great.
Let's see. B Seasonal says, Nick, have you seen the trailer for True Detective season 3 yet? You know what? I don't think I have.
Really?
No.
Mahershala Ali.
I know. How have I disappointed myself so badly?
I don't know.
Cool,
that's
Greg.
Upsetting.
Bring up True Detective season 3 trailer. Let's watch that real quick. Let's see. I'm a Patreon member and didn't get a link for Greg's Comic Book Club live stream, says Rudy087.
I didn't. That's not something I scheduled, but I can check for you.
We'll check for you on that one, buddy. But it's happening. Let's see. Nick. Oh, let's go into Sublime One real quick. We got it? Oh, bring it up. Let's watch this. Yeah, any of this. Oh, God, this already looks great. Do it. Do it.
Well, Detective Hayes, could you tell us your timeline of events?
November 7th, 1980. It was just a case when I caught it. I didn't know it'd be my last.
Two kids, supposed to be home by 5:30, never arrived.
You almost had a clean night, man.
Is the same. Anything you can tell me about Will?
He's quiet. I don't think he got noticed much.
I'm telling you, they didn't run off.
All you had to do was watch him.
Mind if you look around?
How you gonna wear that badge?
Got a little clip on.
Looks like you haven't slept in a couple days.
I never stopped coming up with theories about that case. My job. There's no certainty.
Well, you don't remember, you don't know, you don't remember.
What?
Well, you don't remember.
Oh, sweetheart. Did you think you could just go on and never once have to look back?
Well, God, he's badass.
He's so good.
You ever been someplace you couldn't leave? You couldn't stay? Both at the same time?
Who was the other actor?
Things I've seen. Things I know. Wouldn't do anything but cause harm.
People around this are dead. A lot of people gone.
Most people I ever knew are gone.
Whatever you think you did or didn't do, you don't deserve to suffer.
This case is all I could think of. I want to know the whole story.
That looks amazing.
I'm so excited.
That looks fucking amazing. Oh my God, it is Stephen Dorff. Shut your mouth. Is that Stephen Dorff next to him?
Is
that the
is
fucking
it?
Dorff? I think it is. I was like, that can't be Stephen Dorff. I just watched Blade 1 and 2 yesterday.
Really?
I love Blade so much. I
what
love
has
it
Stephen
so much.
Dorff been up to?
He does a lot of quit smoking commercials now.
Awesome.
But I guess he's doing True Detective season 3. God bless him. I love Stephen Dorff. That's it, man. I'm in. You got me. You had me at Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
But you kept me at the Dorff.
I just hope that this goes back to True Detective season one, because I had very high hopes for True Detective season two with Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams and like all these people.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't.
Taylor Kitsch,
sucked.
Right?
Yeah, it really sucked. That season, I've never seen a fall from grace so hard as that season. This looks good.
Yeah.
They'll bring this back.
What's interesting is Kevin's never watched it. So we've talked about making Kevin watch season two first and then season one.
No, don't even. I would make
him watch. But I want to see if season two is really as bad as if it's as bad as it was, or if it was only bad because it had to follow up season one, which was so good.
No, I think it's just bad. I think it's just bad. I think what happened was they changed the creative team that worked on it.
Yeah.
It went from Cary Fukunaga to, I think it was Justin Lin, the guy that did Fast and Furious.
So it essentially just has the same title, but
no. So it had the same title, totally different cast, totally different creative. Like totally different directive, like directing creative. And Justin Lin, no knock against him, but he's not necessarily great at nuanced character performances. He's more good at, I think his strengths are a little bit more in like cars smashing into each other.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel saying really bad lines of dialogue.
Flying between buildings.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have today for the show. That's 12:02. We're going to wrap this up because we have a special guest for Kinda Funny Games Daily coming up with Greg. Ooh. Joey, you rock.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Cool, Greg. Excellent job today, gang and shit. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the comments below, and I'll get around to answering those comments. Let us know what you thought of season two of True Detective. Also, let us know what you thought of Better Call Saul. And let's see. The fire starts in 3, 2, 1, go. I think it's bad.
Ooh.
See you tomorrow. Bye.